What was your message to the team today?
The game shouldn't have been that close. We should have had guys on the sideline with hats on, enjoying the end of the game rather than battling at the end of the game. We had a lot of missed opportunities. We had a chance to have a pick six on defense, two chances that pick six is be in the end zone. After one of the turnovers, the offense didn't score. We left too many opportunities on the field, and, you know, a win's a win, and you know, we're happy with a win. You're never not happy with a win in the NFL, but there's, you know, our expectations need to be higher. You know, we shouldn't be content with a win. There are other things we can improve on. You know, and part of the NFL is, when we talked about the previous 2 weeks, is putting it behind you. You need to be able to put losses behind you. You need to be able to find what you did well, what you did poorly, and move on. And same thing for a win. You know, once Wednesday comes with Chicago, we should be moved on. You know, this one's got to be out of our blood by the time the players leave today. He's got a shoulder, had some tests done today. We'll probably just see where it is this week. You're not going to get a whole lot more out of me than that.
It wasn't just a stinger or something.
Here's my philosophy on stuff like that. As defensive coordinator for the last 8 years or whatever it was, I would click on every coach's press conference on Monday, and I would sit there with my notepad, and I would start my game plan. I'd be sitting there watching film, and I'd be catching information. I don't know how many times I caught things like, oh, yeah, we got the MRI back. It was clear. He's going to be ready to go this week. Or, doesn't look good for him. He's out this week. And it happened a lot of times. And I always said in the back of my mind, you know what, you know, that gave me an advantage. That helped me through the week. And we're going to report our injuries. We're going to be up front, you know, with everything the league requires. But, we're not in the given competitive advantage to other people. So that's sort of where it is.
By Wednesday, Thursday, or Monday, you really think that they will be totally in the dark come Friday?
Friday isn't, there's a lot of preparation that goes on, you know, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. You know, you get a game plan together for a specific player. You practice certain plays, all those things. I mean, there's,
it's funny when we talk about, players and, backups, what coaches tell us is, well, it's not about the players, it's about the scheme. Mm-hmm. Your coaches have said the same thing. I'm not really worried who's in the game because you game plan scheme, not players. So what advantages?
You game plan players, too. I mean, you can't tell me that people don't have a way that they play Calvin Johnson.
Other examples?
there's plenty of players that you scheme, and every player has specific strengths and weaknesses and things like that. That you go into a game plan that you spend time either trying to exploit or trying to guard against. And Kevin had a shoulder, wasn't able to finish the game. Had some tests done. We're going to see where he is on Wednesday.
Can you talk about his game? I mean, he was headed to a career high, and hopefully he would have been pounding the ball at the end. I mean, he might have had a lot more yards than he even finished with, just the impact that he had.
Yeah, he was running the ball well. I thought that, the offensive line played well. They really got after him up front, and the scheme was really good. Scott did some really good things in the run game. A lot of the fake reverses, the reverses, things like that, were opening up those inside runs. A lot of the perimeter stuff that we've done over the past couple of weeks, you could see the Redskins were prepared for that. They were working guys to the outside. It left them vulnerable inside, and I thought that we had a good plan. Kevin was getting to the second level. I'd like to see him maybe break one of those tackles, really be able to get loose on one, but he was running the ball extremely well. It was a combination of a lot of things, good scheme, the offensive line, and then Kevin's run skills.
Can you talk a little bit about Morris, though? I mean, we haven't seen much of him, obviously, in preseason. He was the first guy you guys went out and got. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I mean, Maurice is a skilled running back, and he's been very efficient in his runs. He carried the ball two times against the Vikings, I think 8 and 9 yards, I think, were his two carries. He had a couple in this game that he probably would like to have back. But Maurice when you look at his efficiency's been very good. We have a lot of confidence that if he has to go, that he can shoulder load. It's one of the reasons that he was brought here, to be able to take 30 carries in a game if he had to.
What about Aaron Brown?
Aaron is still a little bit of a work in progress. Can make some plays, as a skill set that does some things really well. There's some things that he's still sort of developing into. Has a role on special teams. Does a lot of things. He's an exciting player. He's fast, but still a little bit of a work in progress.
Is he still a little too tentative?
I wouldn't say tentative. I think that it's maybe a little bit unsure of where it's going to be. There's a fine line. Tentative sounds like a negative word. Maybe unsure does also. I don't know. But I think I just leave it. He's still a little bit of a work in progress. There's some things he still needs to work on in the run game.
But there's a difference whether he's recognizing holes or not willing to go up in there. Are you saying that that's not the issue?
I haven't seen it as a not willing. Yeah, it, yeah, right.
You said last week you're going to let those guys kind of settle into their roles. Is that still the plan? We see like the Yama figures and some of those guys going to get involved in the return game as well.
No, I'd like to stick with it. It reaches a point where they have to produce and they have to be able to do things. You don't want to continue in a vein for too long and say, we're not being productive here. Well, we're going to stick with the same thing. My message to the team has been, you're going to have to produce to be able to hold on to your job. There's a fine line there with patience and sort of sticking with the plan. I like what those guys bring to our return game. We need to be more productive, particularly on kickoff return. We need to be more productive. But it's a combination of a lot of things. The returner, the blocking up front, the back line blocking. There's a lot of things that we need to work on, particularly in our kickoff return game.
What did you see from Levin yesterday?
I mean,
is that a job
you
can conceivably hold on to?
He finished with 8 tackles. He had a couple really good plays. One zone drop that took away a big play that was really a good play. One play where he dropped deep and they checked the ball down and he came and just unloaded on a running back. But probably his biggest play of the game was 3rd and goal from the 7 on the first drive. The play that we stopped him on 4th down, he was the backside linebacker. They ran a screen and he came screaming across the field and left his feet and got Portis out of bounds. And, the ball was obviously inches short of the goal line. It got us to 4th down. They went for it on 4th down. Larry Foote, Julian Peterson, and Dwayne White did a good job of sort of corralling Portis. But Portis sort of tried to sort of bury his way into the goal line. And DeAndre was there to sort of keep a shoulder, to keep him from extending the football. And he probably took away scoring opportunity right there in those two plays. And those were huge plays in the game, because obviously be able to stop them, come away with no points, and then what the offense did. Boom, hard count, 5-yard penalty, 99-yard drive, touchdown. I mean, that was a huge, huge part of the game. So, he played well.
What kind of growth do you see in your offense? They had no turnovers, only 2 sacks, like several long drives. And there were still plays that were out there to be made. I mean, where do you see progress, and as it come along?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's happy with only 2 sacks. I mean, I think that's one thing that, we probably should clean up a little bit more. Ran the ball efficiently, 153 yards, including a quarterback scramble in there. Haven't had very many of those quarterback rushing yards in there. I think that's, we talked about what we're going to be, a team that can run the ball and stop the run. I'm not sure what we had at halftime, but I know, they had either 0 or -2 or something at the half. And that was the story of the first half. We were able to control the clock. We were very efficient on 3rd downs. We were close to 60% efficient on 3rd down. And 3rd and 4th down conversions on defense, they finished, I think, 2 for 12 or 3. I think the game book has them as 3 for 12, but one of their conversions was the 4th down, the last play of the game, which the game was over. So, I mean, it's hard to say that was really a conversion. It goes in the books as a conversion, but it really wasn't, because, there was no 1st down that came up from that. So you really look at the tail of the tapes. We were able to run the ball effectively throughout the game. Redskins, we never let the Redskins really get on schedule with running the football. We were able to sustain drives with third down percentage and third down conversions, and we were able to get off the field on defense on third down conversions. Those were, and you know, that led to the time of possession and those things. So, yeah, definite steps in the right direction there. Six explosive plays, six plus 20 plays, and again, all in the pass game. I'd like to see one or two runs in there rather than the 12-yard run and the 13. We need to break one in the second level and get a 25 or a 30 in there. But that was progress. Taking care of the football was progress. We have one ball on the ground. We're able to get that back. You know, all those were positive signs.
Do you think Linehan is sort of relishing being a coordinator again? I mean, obviously you want to be a head coach in the league, but being able to focus on that.
He's good at what he does. I mean it's one of the reasons we hired him here is he has a track record. He's good at that role, you know, and he's excited about it. He has some weapons to work with here, and you know, he's professional. He's a professional offensive coordinator.
A lot has been made about Larry Foote bringing his leadership to the team, but can you talk about what Adam Field, he leads the team tackles, what he's brought?
He's a savvy player. Knows his way around the game, understands situations. You know, he understands, you know, a second down and one situation where an offense may take a shot for a deep ball, or a third down and long situation. I mean, he talks those situations really, really well on the field. He's able to, you know, communicate to the players. He just sees things on the field. And, you know, that's in addition to, like you said, what he does in the locker room and, you know, practice field and all those things. He has natural instincts on the practice. I mean, on the game field.
Were you a little surprised? He said he dumped a bottle of water.
Cold.
Is that really a question? Was it cold? Yeah, did he? Yeah.
He did nod. That's not a good quote.
Yeah, he nodded. He was excited. He was excited for the win. You know, he was congratulating me for the victory. You know, it was week 3 win.
You were going to save the shirt. I mean, did you? No. I know you don't make too much of the win, but did you celebrate at all? Keep anything at all? Get any congratulatory phone calls?
I got a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages, emails, stuff like that. But you know, I mean, I didn't have one drop. I couldn't. I mean, I was doing NBC last night. That wouldn't have been. I think there's been some tragic events when people have had a few before they've gone on. I think I've learned from some of the people that have gone before me on that. You know, I think the message there is what it told the team is we got to get to the point where we expect to win. When winning doesn't involve ticker tape parades and popping champagne unless it's at the end of the season. And I know this was a big game. This was a significant win in this organization, for this franchise, for the players. You know, it was my first win. But, you know, I think the important part of that was just putting it behind us so that it wasn't an issue of, you know, 0-19 and haven't won since 2007 and all those things. And now that's not a storyline anymore. And now the players can worry about doing their jobs and playing, and we can worry about the Chicago Bears this week rather than worrying about the Bears and all the baggage from the last couple of years. So, you know, I mean, if it's hard for me to have that kind of message to the team and then be, you know, running around like a fool, you know, after the game, you know, when we're 1-2, you know, that's it. I mean, we're excited. Yeah. I mean, but let's put it where it is. It's a week 3 win. We're 1-2. We need to get a win this week against a division opponent to get back to 2-2. Sorry to be so boring, but. You know, if you look down at the bottom, and I showed Matt that today. Open it up down there. Look.
I mean, if you want to hold it up.
No. Look down at the bottom. He's got a foot on the field. He's got a foot on the field. He's the only guy. You know, there's the defensive signal caller who's off the field, who's looking up at the clock. There's the head coach, which I didn't even know that I'd done that. I thought I just took my headset off and tried to find Coach Zorn. But, yeah, there was a lot of people excited about it. I mean, again, I don't want to diminish that. It was, I mean, the people of Detroit deserve to be excited about it. The people in the organization, the players, everybody deserved to be excited about it. But for us to, I mean, when we get to where we're going to go and when we get things going the way they should go, we shouldn't have that unless it's a win that gets us in the playoffs or a win that keeps us advancing in the playoffs.
It looked like you pointed up to someone.
Yeah, my family was up in. My family was up. I had a lot of visitors in town, and you know.
One thing.
Last question, guys.
Didn't ask you about yesterday was sending him out Jansen for the coin toss. What went into that?
He's been a leader for us. You know, not just this game, but he's been a leader. One of the reasons we brought him here is his leadership ability, and. You know, he spent a lot of years in that organization, and I think it showed, you know, their club. It was a sign of the respect that we have for John, that he was one of our game captains to go out and take the coin toss.
Will James and Hobbs play? What did you think of those guys?
Got the job done. We played a lot of zone. We didn't play a whole lot of man-to-man. You know, they both tackled well. I think maybe we had Will. We didn't tackle well in the beginning of the game. That first drive, particularly early on, we were missing a lot of tackles. Now, they have some skilled players that can make you miss. I mean, there's some of those guys, Santana Moss, Randall L., Clinton Portis. I mean, they have some guys that are really, really good players. So, I mean, it's a little bit on both sides, they get paid too sort of scenario. But we miss a lot early in the game. After that first drive, I think we maybe had one more missed tackle the rest of the game. We did a really, really good job of tackling. Those guys were part of it.
Is James Buchanan going to be a battle now?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're happy with what Will did in the game. He's a veteran player. He has starting experience in the league, and you know, he's got size, and he's done a really good job in this game.
Did he come out of that okay? I
mean, yeah, he came back. He came back in the game. Yep. Any more?
Ramirez and Lumper still a battle too.
I mean, there's been some injury part of that. But Manny has played well when he's been in there, and the matchups have favored him. I thought our whole offensive line really took the challenge this week. They played some very good fronts. New Orleans Saints was a very good front. Minnesota is one of the best fronts in the league. The Redskins have a really good front, including Albert Haynesworth. I think they've all accepted the challenge really well. They played physical. We need to do a little better job of keeping our quarterback clean, but I think the results sort of speak for, you know, the 60. We were effective on 60% of our runs, which is a good percentage. Rushing average was good. Rushing yards was good. Rushing attempts was good. Like I mentioned with the Saints, it wasn't necessarily the yards rushing. It was the lack of rushing attempts. We were able to keep that going in this game.
How do you define effective on a
rush? It depends on down and distance. I mean, third and one, if you gain one, it's an effective run.
So you haven't...
Yeah, it's by down. Yeah, it's by down in distance. I mean,
how much of it is? Do you see that confidence building with those? I mean, you guys were running right at it, for instance. Mm-hmm. Do you see that confidence building? And I guess how big of a part of a successful offensive line is just sort of that
confidence? You know, I think that started way back in OTAs and training camp. A lot of the drill work that we did, you know, and the mentality of, hey, we're not going to be scared out of running the football. Now, part of that, again, goes to we can't be down 14-0 in the game. And the defense had that huge stop on fourth and one. We were playing with the lead. You're able to